Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to The First Team. I'm Joe DeLeona. With me is my good friend and NFL draft analyst Ryan Roberts. Today, we're doing our second-to-last position group show. And as I said on the running back show, I don't look forward to this conversation. I don't like the safety class. The safety class is barf. It is gross. There's like four guys that I think that we could sit here and have a conversation about, maybe five. And then the rest, it's slamming your head against a wall. Do you get the same feeling, Ryan?
I mean, of like high end players. Yeah. I mean, like high end is in plus starters. I think I agree with that take. I would say this, though. I think there are a lot of departmentalized safeties in this class that I think could have an impact in a specialized role. But yeah, if we're talking about high end as far as plus starters in the NFL during the course of our first 2 years of an ascension, then yeah, I think I mostly agree with your take. Mostly agree.
Also on that note, I've got one guy who's probably more of a slot corner. And I, you know, we ranked Brian Branch last year as a safety. And obviously I'm talking about Javon Bullard from Georgia. He's a guy who, it's a weird conversation, but he has to be on here because he's one of the top safeties, if you consider him a safety.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of those guys. I mean, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag with the place on my list, but like Ben Bullard, I mean, technically Sione Vaki out of Utah is in that conversation as well. I mean, even Cole Bishop played a lot of overhang, right? So I wouldn't even consider him a true safety, but yeah, those overhang slot defenders, they have to be included in this conversation unless you think that they can play outside corner a little bit, right? Which obviously in this list, that's not the case for these guys. They're going to be more of those rotational safety nickel hybrid type of players in this type of list.
All right, starting us off with my 10 through 6. Number 10 for me, Ryan, Sione Vaki from Utah. Number 9, Kalen Bullock from USC. Number 8 is Bo Braid from Maryland. Number 7 is Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest. And then number 6 is Dadrian Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech.
All right. My 10 through 6? Is that what we're doing now? Okay, man. Yes. All right. We've done the drill
10 times.
I thought we do follow-up questions. Okay. Number 10 for me, Kalen Bullock, USC, terrible tackler, very good athlete. Yeah. We can figure that one out later.
What do you do with them? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Number 9, Dadrian Taylor Demerson, Texas Tech. Number 8, I believe it's actually pronounced Malik Mustafa out of Wake Forest. Do you remember when we had Kalen
Carson? Oh, that's right. You're correct.
Yep. Malik Mustafa out of Wake Forest, who is a very compact but physical defender, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Bo Braid, number 7 from Maryland. And then I had number 6, Sione Vaki out of Utah. I think we had the same exact six through 10, just in a much different order. I think we had the same exact players. Well,
there's not a lot of safety talent. So we're not really going to be in a situation where there's going to be a lot of variability.
Hey, but
I want to just
quickly
talk about Snowy.
I tried to get Ketan Oladipo out of Oregon State on this list, man. It just didn't work out. Okay. It didn't work out. Pretty good player though.
I want to just quickly bring up Sione Vaque though. My only thing with him, I feel a little dirty trying to fully commit to a guy who has very limited playing time and was splitting reps at multiple positions. I try to get really careful with these positionless guys. You know, like I know that the NFL doesn't typically like them, and I'm trying to think that way a little bit more. I feel like our thoughts on him might not really be perceived the same as the NFL perceives him.
So here's the thing with Vaki. Great story. Full-time nickel, 2022, or that was his primary position. Wasn't a full-time player, but he had played in 2022. 2023 is a full-time player. Was playing a lot of nickel early, was rotating more and more at safety, and then obviously he was playing running back as well for Andy Ludwig at Utah down the course of the season because he was really good at it, Joe, and they needed it because I don't know if you saw that Ute offense last year, man. Wasn't great. It was not a great situation, so they needed some juice in any way they could get it. Vaki is one of those players that is an outlier, right, because he is shorter, short arms, didn't test exceptionally well. But I'm still going to bet on him on the NFL level to figure it out because no matter what position he has him to play at Utah, he excelled, right? So I think he's just a really good athlete, like from a functional perspective. He didn't test like an outstanding athlete, but if you watch him at Utah, you're just like, that kid is excelling at everything that the Utes asked him to do, right? So I'll bet on that kid to figure it out in that safety nickel hybrid role, play some special teams. I just think he's a really good football player, man. I truly do.
All right, I'm going to start us off with my number five, Jaden Hicks from Washington State. He was listed at 6'3". I think he was a little smaller than that at the NFL Combine. He is the type of guy that you're looking for a box safety that is going to be a tight end coverage player that is going to be able to potentially erase some tight ends that maybe aren't as athletic. But he is, just for his size profile, a really strong athlete. I don't think he's like an elite athlete. It doesn't really necessarily always show up on film. I think there's some stiffness certainly to his mobility. I also am not in the biggest love of the angles that he takes to the football. That was kind of like where I was like not super juiced up. I think that he misfires on a lot of his angles. And as we know, the safety position more than any other, more than linebackers, corners, whatever it might be, you have to take good angles. Otherwise, you're not going to be productive and you're also going to give up some pretty big gains. So Jaden Hicks for me, I like him for what he is. I think that there is a ceiling there if you can work on his awareness, his vision. The size profile is something you can't coach, but certainly some physical limitations because of how big he is.
Jaden Hicks made my list, Joe. Do you want to guess where he is on my list as I give you some context on him? Number two, baby. I love Jaden Hicks, brother. That's my guy, man. Joe.
Oh, man.
I don't fully disagree with all of what you said, okay? I do think he's a little bit high-legged, a little bit stiff, but I'm not going to ask him to play from depth a ton. This is a true cover three, strong safety, short zone killer that plays a tenacious style, and he is the best hitter of any player in this class on the safety position. I think he's a better athlete than maybe we're going to give him credit for, at least in tight spaces, explosiveness. I mean, he ran 4.49 at his pro day. He had some good explosive numbers. I think this kid is just scratching the surface. He came out as a third-year player. He was a redshirt sophomore this year for Washington State. Incredibly productive the last 2 years. Really good instinctual football player, excuse me. So, no, I'm not going to play him as a single high free safety. I'm not going to ask him to make a ton of plays from depth and cover three in the middle of the field. Like, that's never going to be his role. But in a Cam Chancellor vein, and again, I'm not saying he's Cam Chancellor, but in that type of style, I think this kid could be a plus pretty strong safety in the NFL. I think that he could be a kind of a heartbeat of a defense a little bit. I'm in on Jaden Hicks, man. There's something to that kid, and I am buying in to that instinctual hitter and intimidator. Give me some Jaden Hicks love, baby.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online where the game starts.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you're in love with the enormous safety. That doesn't shock me. I mean, we knew
that's your brand, dude. You always go for meaty guys and stuff.
Not for safeties. It doesn't surprise me that you like him. Number four, okay, though, is my brand, Cole Bishop. Wait, from Utah.
I can't do number five
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's your number five?
You idiot, man.
Been a long day. I started working at 6 a.m.
Number five. Well, now I know who your number four is, which is pretty hilarious because it might actually be my number four as well. Number five, Tyler New. Newbin from Minnesota is number five for me. Joe, I'm so lukewarm on Tyler Newbin. So lukewarm, man. I get the love, right? I get it. He plays a lot more from depth than what I was just talking about, Aiden Hicks. He's a true cover two, cover four heavy, interchangeable safety that can play from depth and has really good eyes, really good anticipation, and really good ball skills. All those things are true. I think his range is very overrated. I think it's solid range. I don't think it's tremendous range. I don't think he's ever going to be a middle of the field, true free safety. I think that he has really good eyes, though, and he's proactive, and he's always in the right spot, okay? His tackling is good sometimes, and then other times his angles are pretty poor. And also he missed tackles, especially off the 2022 film. 2023 was a little bit better in that department, but it's still there, man. It's still there. So I actually think that this kid is one of the safer safeties in this class. Like, I think that his floor is relatively high. I think that he will be a starting safety in the NFL at some point in his career. I'm not certain, though, out of my top five, that is why he is number five, that he's ever going to be a plus starter. I just don't know if I see that, man. I see a starting safety who has some ball skills, that's played a lot of football, that's usually in the right spots. That's great. But the missed tackles, and I would call him just a solid athlete. I would not call him very good. I would not call him exceptional. Like, he is not anywhere in those categories. I just think he does everything pretty well outside of missing some tackles occasionally.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So he was my number two. So we flipped here on Jaden Hicks and Tyler Newbin. And I think you bring up a good point. I think he's very high floor. I think that maybe his outlook is
probably the smartest, exciting, right? Like the smartest safety in this class, maybe. Yeah. I mean, like, he's very intelligent. Yeah.
That's why I feel a little bit better about him than I did with Jaden Hicks. I thought that his tackling, his decision-making, the instincts, it was very consistent. I also think he was really misused. As you talked about, he was playing a lot from depth, and I don't think that is how he's going to be used in the NFL. So any times that he had bad plays at Minnesota, it was because he was put in a position where he was the best guy in the defense and he had to play over the top. But you bring him down in the box, I think he's going to flourish. He's got the frame of a linebacker. He's got the physicality of a linebacker. I just think it all the boxes get checked for what you're looking for. And I know that the Jamal Adams prototype, and I'm not saying he is Jamal Adams, but like the Jamal Adams prototype is being phased out pretty quickly in the NFL. It seems like that there is less of a love for that type of a position. Mm-hmm. So he might end up getting drafted lower, but you still need this guy on your defense. And I would actually argue it's kind of hard to find these big body dudes who can tackle and are relatively mobile.
See, I didn't like the tackling as much as you did. but I see there's flashes there. You know what he reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Who was the – dang, it's going to bother me. Who was the safety that came out of Virginia a couple years ago that was drafted by the Chiefs?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to remember his name.
I think he's with the Browns now, right? Oh, my gosh. That's actually going to drive me. What's his name? I obviously evaluated him. My gosh. What is his name? What is his name, Joe? Help me.
I'm not going to remember.
Browns depth chart. Help me.
I'm trying.
Juan Thornhill. Yes. You don't need to look it up. It's in my mind. In my mind. It was coming eventually, man. Reminds me of Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill was pretty good playing the post, but he did it because he was incredibly instinctual and smart. Like, he tested really well, unlike Tyler Newbin. Newbin actually did not test overly well, or actually didn't test well at all from what I remember, but that instinctual nature allows him to play the post, and he's got a decent size profile where he can get better in the run game. I was missing it with the physical side consistently. That just wasn't a part of the game that I love.
All right, so I got too excited a second ago, but I said Cole Bishop is my number four. Now, I understand that Cole Bishop doesn't really have the requisite length that we look for in a safety prospect, but what is fantastic about him as a player, talking about instincts, like, this is important for safeties. I think he is the quickest decision maker, the most reactive out of any of these guys. I think he's the best tackler. I think he is incredibly physical. He was a guy who at Utah was asked to do a lot of different things. I know that you don't love overhangs, but I think that he can fit in very nicely as a strong safety in the NFL. And more importantly, this is a special teams superstar. This is a guy who I think is going to be awesome on special teams because he goes a million miles per hour and he hits really freaking hard. It's hard to ignore a guy that is incredibly productive. So I have to go with Cole Bishop, number four, man. I've been a big fan of him. You gave me shit for being a big fan of him. And Joe, here I am, I back in the again, summer too. Propping up my boy. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had a top 150 on him in the summer, you idiots. Like, I literally had that. He's also number
four. No, I was higher on him.
You might have been slightly higher on him, but don't act like I didn't like him at all. Like, that's slanderous. That's just actually not true.
You told me
at all.
You thought he stunk.
Never said. Well, the great thing about podcasting is you can just go back to the tape, right, and listen to what people say. It's a great world that we live in nowadays. Cole Bishop is number four for me as well. Look, I don't hate overhangs. Overhangs just aren't a thing. They're not real in the NFL. They don't exist anymore, right? So the NFL actually is the one that hates overhangs. I just accentuate the fact that they hate overhangs, okay? Cole Bishop, though, I think has the requisite athleticism and short area explosiveness to not just be an overhang, right? Like, he can be a cover three heavy, strong safety that can come down short zone in the box, match up against tight ends occasionally. Like, he can do those types of things. He's also in a NFL that is so high on being a sub-package based system, right? Playing defensive sub-package more than base nowadays. He's the perfect weapon. Like, you can play him on the second level from multiple alignments, third and longs. He can be your dime backer. Like, he can do a lot of things coming forward, short zone, second level stuff, and he's really good at it. And you mentioned the big point is that some of these guys lack a sticking point, right? Like, they a real true claw to a roster. I'm like Kalen Bullock, who was number 10 for me. I'm worried about him flaming out pretty quick, Joe. I am.
Oh,
special teams? Can he
play? No.
I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. No. Cole Bishop, though. Cole Bishop's going to last in the NFL and probably be a starter relatively early in his career because he is going to be a premier special teamer. Like, there's no doubt about it. I actually thought at one point when he was at Utah, like, hey, man, maybe you just pack on 10, 15 pounds and just linebacker full times. Like, he does play
like a linebacker.
I mean, he's physical enough to do it, man. So I think there's some limitations as far as playing in depth. I think there's some limitations in coverage, but as a mismatch dictator on the second level and a short zone defender, I think that he's got starting upside in the NFL. No doubt about it.
All right. Number three, I think we both have Javon Bullard.
We both have Javon Bullard. Yep.
Okay. So I think that even though he could be classified as a slot corner, I think he's better classified as a slot safety. He's Mighty Mouse. He's not super big. You know, he was listed at 5'11". I think he was smaller than that at the combine, if I remember. But yeah, despite his lack of size, does not take away from his aggressiveness. I think that he moves pretty fluidly for his profile. Not like an elite athlete, but moves really well. Very easy in coverage. Again, I mentioned Brian Brian Branch earlier, and not a one-to-one comparison, but like similar usage because he's really good in coverage. But the thing I liked about him is, one, he's great at closing down gaps, and then two, he's really aggressive, not only attacking ball carriers, but also attacking the ball in the air. So I see a guy who could be pretty productive, could be one of those dudes that goes somewhere on day two, and then you're talking about him in a couple of years, and you're like, wow, Javon Bullard's a really important part of this NFC championship defense that you're talking about.
I know you hate the draft crush thing, right? As far as like my guys and all that type of stuff, but I feel like Bullard's been one of them for me for a while, man. He's one of those guys you gravitate towards because, one, he plays bigger than his size, because you're right, he's not the biggest safety of all time, but he really is a physical and assertive run defender. He could play the slots as far as being that alley defender and being able to come up and make tackles in space, play the screen game. He can work inside and out. In the run game, he's really good. And then he's a plus athlete, man. Like, he can move well. He can transition back and be able to play from depth and safety at times. He is a true safety nickel hybrid who can kind of rotate down a ton and play in the slot. I just think, Joe, that he is one of those guys on this list that might have – I said that I thought that Tyler Newbin was maybe the highest floor player in this class at safety. I changed my mind. It's Javon Bullard. I would be shocked if Javon Bullard's not a solid football player in the NFL. Like, absolutely shocked, man. He just does everything well. He might not honestly not be one of those guys that – he does everything well to very well. He might not have anything that you would say is elite, but – He also doesn't have a hole where you're just like, yeah, he can't do that at the NFL level. Like, he can do just about anything that you need him to do on the back of a defense. I would take him in the top 50 picks. I think that he is a tremendous football player, man. Love Javon Bullard.
So we both shared our number twos. Your number two was Jaden Hicks. My number two was Tyler Newbin. Obviously then means Cam Kitchens from Miami is both of our number one. Now, this is a guy who throughout this process has received a lot of overthink, and I think that it has been exemplified because his testing numbers at the NFL Combine weren't great. I was a little surprised he ran the 4.6s, but I didn't necessarily see an athlete on film that was blowing me away. So I wasn't really surprised by the lack of overall good testing numbers. But I am blown away by the ball skills. I think that this is a true to the name ball hawking safety. I think you take him at the beginning in the second round. He might not go there, but I would take him at the beginning of the second round, and he could be a tremendously productive interceptor. I mean, we've seen plenty of shit defensive backs be productive in the NFL, like Trevon Diggs. There's plenty of guys who aren't that good, but get these big contracts because they put up all these big interception numbers. I'm not saying that Cam Kitchens is bad, but my point is he might not be as athletic as you want him to be, but you put him in the right situation, right defense, let him cook over the top, and he's going to find ways to pick off the ball. He could be a 7 to 10 interception guy for multiple years in his career. I could totally see that.
He is one of the guys, Joe, that is the perfect example of, hey, when a guy tests differently than you would anticipate, because I agree in the sense of I didn't expect him to be an elite tester, but I definitely expect him to run better than 4.65, right? And then low 30 in the vert. And like, those are some bad numbers posted because he's not the biggest safety of all time. But he's one of those guys that forces you to go back to the film and say, like, hey, did I miss something here, man? Was I too high on this? And that's not as functional and that's not as translatable to the next level. Well, I did go back and watch Cam Kitchens. I literally watched him about 2 weeks ago. I'm solid in my opinion on Cam Kitchens. I'm solid, right? This kid is the best free safety center fielder in this class. Really good range. Could not care less than 4.65 because that kid covers a ton of ground. And we've actually seen some safeties, some of the better safeties in the NFL that were not great testers. They just weren't, right? So I think that this kid is center field range, great ball skills, really good instincts and deep zone. I would love him to clean up his tackling a bit because there's actually times where you're like, okay, I see a little bit of pop in the lower half. I see a little bit. I mean, I think he's a willing tackler, but I see a little bit of a feisty demeanor to him. But then there's some tackles on film that are just kind of bug you a little bit. But then he forces another interception, another big pass breakup, ranges, from backside hash all the way to the opposite sideline for a pass breakup. Like, this kid has special range on the back end, man. I don't care if he ran 4.65 functionally on the football field. My guy plays fast.
Well, that's it for our safety rankings. We've got quarterbacks, which I am not looking forward to. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Talk to you later.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.